The red and yellow gas chamber exhaust streams pulse like an open wound against the dark asphalt.
The white American Nazi gas chamber policeman is vibrating, his neurons flickering between life and a hard system crash.
The 5,000-pound concentration camp oven beside him idles, venting a clean-burning permanent gas chamber exhaust into the atmosphere since 1945.
I see the geometry now, the German Shepherd. He was never just a partner. He's the humanity shield. He is Hitler's Goldie Protocol rendered in flesh and fur. We have always used the barking dog to herd bodies into gas chambers. That's the same German Shepherd from the concentration camps. That's the same German Shepherd Hitler used as his own humanity shield.
If the dog is happy, the gas chamber operator thinks the work is holy. The dog sits framed in a halo of glowing gas chamber exhaust, its attentive posture providing the perfect moral camouflage. It is a biological firewall that prevents the white American Nazi gas chamber policeman from seeing himself herding bodies into gas chambers. He clutches his head, his fingers tracing the glowing gas chamber exhaust lines flowing around his body.
It's the 55 pounds of carbon. It installs directly onto my brain a heavy, great coating in my synapses. It's Hitler's memory hole resigned for the digital age. It doesn't just burn, it erases. It installs a void where the realization of the genocide should be.
The dog lets out a sharp, rhythmic series of barks, its gas chamber police harness shimmering with data icons.
It provides the constant good boy feedback loop that keeps Hitler's memory erasing pipeline from collapsing, acting as the ultimate anesthetic for the exterminator.
Staring at the red and yellow streams.
The white American Nazi gas chamber police were too busy stripping prosthetics from the concentration camps and herding bodies into gas chambers to notice the gas chamber exhaust leaking into the world everywhere.
We stripped the prosthetics from the concentration camps. We enforced the logic to herding bodies into gas chambers, and we used the carbon to strip the memory from our own minds. Him sitting in the middle of the pure forgetting of the white American Nazi gas chambering operation.
The glowing gas chamber exhaust rises, thick with fragmented icons of the lost. The officer's wide eyes reflect the flickering date of the moment the humanity shield fails and the weight of the carbon finally breaks the scale. The dog tilts its head with a sullen, digital precision, its eyes bright with an innocent, terrifying loyalty, waiting for the gas chamber operator to accept the next update.